balanced two teams we have here. Slightly different in their style of play, but nevertheless, it should be a great ball game. For Rock Falls, that forward standing 6'3", number 34, Ken Siebel, S-I-E-B-E-L. At the other forward post, standing 6'2", number 50, Doug Martin. At center, standing 6'4", for Rock Falls, number 52, Jim Kane. At guard, number 32, 5'10", Gary Kolb, K-O-L-B. At the other guard position, number 44, wearing the Rock Falls green and white in their white home uniform, standing 6'1", Paul Galantine, G-A-L-L-E-N-T-I-N-E. For Marshall of Chicago, at forward, standing 6'2", Tyrone Johnson, number 43. At the other forward post, number 41, standing 6'3", Steve Thomas. At center, 6'6", number 40, George Wilson. At guard, standing 5'11", number 44, Bob Jones. The other guard, another 6'5 boy, number 45, M.C. Thompson. Marshall of Chicago from the Chicago Public League. Rock Falls from Whiteside County with a population of 10,200. A high school enrollment of 683. Their colors, green and black. Marshall, coached by Isidore Spin-Solario, and Rock Falls, coached by Dick Hazelton. Here is Art Flayman.
For your listening pleasure, Pearson's Music Shop carries a complete
with white background, maroon and gold, the colors of Marshall. The two centers, up they go, the tip, where the game is underway. It goes to Steve Thomas of Marshall High School, Chicago. He gives to Bobby Jones. Jones jumps from the far side, shoots. It's no good. It doesn't count. It was in, but it didn't count because it was a foul situation before that. And the foul was on Gary Kolb of Rock Falls. Foul on Kolb. It's a big game now. All the marbles are at stake. And the experts have gone either way on this, but we'll just let you decide. At the line, big MC Thompson gets one shot. It's good. Kolb comes down for Rock Falls. This should be a big one. Into the corner it goes to Siebel. Siebel gives off to Jimmy Kane, their big 6'4 center, and he hits from the back line. 2-1 the score. That isn't the kind of ball game they usually play, though. Let's see if they're going to do that. On court they come. They hit each other back and forth. Pass under to Wilson. The layup, it's good. Marshall 66, Rock Falls 61, 1:22 to go in the contest. Back into the corner. This will be a game that will be talked about for a long time. Siebel up for a layup. It's in and out. No good. Bobby Jones rebounds for Marshall. Drives all the way down. Bounces one to Johnson up for a layup. No good. Fights for the ball. Coming up with it is Ken Siebel. He's being raced by Bob Jones, and Jones will get a personal. Bobby Jones was hurt on that one as he was in on the play. He was charged with the foul chasing Siebel down court. Timeout has been taken by Marshall. Let's see if Bobby Jones is hurt. Jones is still down on the deck. In the meantime, here for our sponsors, and in particular the Davis Fuel Oil Company, is Art Flayman.
Yes, the Davis Fuel Company of Elmhurst announces new improved Sinclair Fuel Oil, featuring more heat per dollar, double free operation, and cleaner burning. A premium heating oil that boosts your burner's heat output while eliminating troubles caused by ordinary fuel oils. Thanks to Sinclair's exclusive patented ingredient, RD-119, which is added at the refinery at no extra cost to you. Order improved Sinclair fuel oil from the Davis Fuel Oil Company in Elmhurst, Illinois.
Jones is okay. He's staying in, and at the line will be Ken Siebel. He'll get one try. Siebel gets one shot from the line. 1:05 to go. The score 66-61 Marshall. Siebel at the line. Pokes one up there. It's good. 66-62. All Marshall has to do is hold that ball. In it comes to Stewart. To Thomas, I mean. Back to Johnson. Back to Thomas. Thomas still has the ball. He gives off to Johnson. Johnson on the near side. Hooks a pass to Bobby Jones. Jones in to Johnson. Johnson jumps and shoots. He doesn't do that very often under the basket. It's laid up there by George Wilson. 42 seconds to go in the ball game. 68-62. Marshall has it all but wrapped up. Bounce pass almost taken away by Marshall. It is taken away. Down court to Bobby Jones.
dives in for a shot. It's up and it's no good. A whistle. And Jones was traveling. 68-62, 23 seconds to go in the ball game. It's all but Marshall's. 68-62, in with a shot is Siebel. He shoots, it's good. 68-64, 13 seconds, in it comes. Long pass down court to M.C. Thompson, up for a shot, it's good. 7 seconds, 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, it is all over. Marshall is the first Chicago City League state champion representative. Rock Falls did it. They certainly tried, but they just couldn't quite make the grade. 70-64, the final score in favor of Marshall over Rock Falls. 70-64, the final score. Here's Art Clayman.
More horsepower for your dollar when you buy a Sea King outboard motor at Montgomery Ward in LaGrange. Sea King costs less when you buy it, costs less to run. Complete line of sizes, all quick starting, quiet running. Buy now with just a token down payment on the pay and mail layaway at Ward's in LaGrange, your one-stop shopping store in LaGrange with 42 departments and easy credit terms. Ward's LaGrange store, LaGrange Road at Harris, open Monday, Thursday, and Friday family shopping nights till 9 p.m., other nights of the week till 5:30.
Presentation of the trophies will take place in just a few moments. We're not going to be able to pick up all of that information on the gym floor, but we certainly want to say thank you to our sponsors. The First National Bank of LaGrange, Gainey Motors of Oak Park, your Lincoln Mercury dealer, Robertson & Root, wholesale distributors of Elmhurst, your neighborhood suburban R&S shoe store, Montgomery Ward's in LaGrange, and the Davis Fuel Oil Company of Elmhurst, Illinois. We've been working for these people all through 19 tournament games. We certainly hope that you will partake of their services. Reliable people to deal with. We know that you enjoy taking advantage of their fine services. This is Ralph Foucher along with Art Slayman and Paul Sisko from George Huff Gym. Stay tuned now for Tournament Roundup over WTAQ LaGrange.
Yes, it is time for Tournament Roundup with Ralph Foucher, brought to you by Cal Cagno's Modern Food Mart, 432 Desplaines Avenue in Forest Park, and 8354 West Grand Avenue in River Grove, Illinois. And now here's Ralph.
Okay, Art, the big one is over, and the winner takes home all the chips to Chicago for the first time in the Sweet 16 history. Marshall of Chicago, unbeaten in 30 games this season, came through the final one over Rock Falls, a tremendously powerful team, by the score of 70-64. The last time we had a team very close was in 54. That was DuSable. They lost to Mount Vernon, 76-70. And they wound up in second place for this year's Marshall team, unbeaten in 27 games up until the tournament started. Came into this tournament unbeaten, and they go out of the tournament unbeaten with a 30-0 record for the year. On the other hand, Rock Falls with a very impressive 33-2. They lost one during the regular season, early in the season, to Kewaunee, 63-60. And they lost this final game out here for the championship by the score of 70-64. The only undefeated teams ever, by the way, to survive the tournament trail to a state championship were Taylorville, which captured 45 straight in 1944, Mount Vernon, which won 33 in a row in 1950, and LaGrange, which had 29 straight in 1953. And now it's Marshall of Chicago, coached by Isidore Spin-Solerio, with a total of 30 straight without a loss, right to the championship. And on top of that, it's the first Chicago representative to take the championship in the Sweet 16 history. Paul, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing for Chicago. They've been trying for so many years. They came very close in 1954. I think, personally, it's a very good thing for Illinois basketball. It finally has Chicago end its long drought. We may be, when I say we may be in for trouble, that is the rest of the state, because Chicago has, Marshall, for example, has Wilson back, among others. And in fact, I think that entire city league was very, very tough. After all, Dunbar carried this team to overtime before losing. And so I think Chicago may be a power now for 2 or 3 years.
Well, we certainly hope so. And I think also it's going to give sort of a, so to speak, a shot in the arm to the suburban and the West Suburban League, possibly even the South Suburban League, to see a Chicago representative as the champion here in the 1957-58 season. What do you think?
Well, the suburban teams, I think, lorded it over a little bit over these city teams for many years in many athletic sports. And I think this is going to be a little bit of an incentive for some of our suburban and west suburban and the other leagues around there. We've got a long way to go now to catch up to Marshall.
Well, let's take a look at the individual scoring, and then we'll wrap this whole thing up.
Okay, it's scoring isn't too important, I guess, anymore. But for Marshall, Steve Thomas was really the big man, 26 points. George Wilson had 11, Bob Jones 11, M.C. Thompson 15, Jimmy Jones had 2. But Rock Falls, a wonderful team in defeat. It's somebody's going to lose, and the Rock Falls, unfortunately, had to be the team, but they've got a wonderful ball club. Ken Siebel had 20, Doug Martin 3, Jim Kane 10, Gary Cole 8, Paul Galantine 16. Frank Simister had 7, and I believe that wraps it up.
Paul, thank you very much once again. My hearty thanks and appreciation to you from the standpoint of being such a tremendous help to us during the tournament. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that it didn't knock you out too much, because it certainly is no easy job to sit here, keep track of all the fouls and all the scoring, and then on top of that, give us all of your opinions and the comments that we so much want during these games. Thanks again.
Well, Ralph, it's been a pleasure working with you, and as far as the toughness of the job, I'm afraid your job is about 6 or 7 times tougher than mine. I've had a breeze here compared to you. You're really working.
Well, let me tell you something. Without you on my left and Art on my right, we'd be nowhere. So we hope that our friends out in Chicago and the Chicago area enjoyed our broadcast all through the tournament. Again, thanks to Paul Sisko and to Art Slayman. And right now for Cal Cagnos, here is Art Slayman.
Food and shopping convenience as you like it. That's what you'll get every time you drop in at the friendly Cal Cagno Food Mart in River Grove and in Forest Park. The River Grove Modern Food Mart at 8354 West Grand Avenue is a new addition.
Before we do that, there are a great many people who have helped to make this tournament possible and all the arrangements that need to be made for it. I'd like to express our appreciation to all of those people, and especially to Mr. Mills, the athletic director here at the university, and his staff. And now it's my pleasure to present to you Mr. Harry Fitzhugh, the president of the Illinois High School Association, who will make the presentation of awards. Mr. Fitzhugh.
In behalf of the Illinois High School Association, it is a privilege and an honor to present these trophies to these 4 championship teams which we have just seen participate here tonight. Our sincere thanks to the 724 high schools and their respective communities for the splendid cooperation we have received in this state series of basketball tournaments, beginning with the district 3 weeks ago. We have the privilege here in Illinois of seeing some of the best basketball be played anywhere. At this time, we would like for Coach Dorsey, Captain Tull, and the West High School squad of Aurora to please come forward for their trophy.
Irish, the Irish man. I think the following is
third place honors. Coach Morgesi, we have here some bronze miniature basketballs for you and the members of your squad. Captain, it's a great honor on behalf of the Illinois High School Association to present you and your fine group of boys this third place trophy.
That's Captain Haley taking this from Spalding Institute of Peoria.
Your attention, please. Attention, please. Many of us have been attending the state finals in Huff Gymnasium for a great number of years. We're sure, however, that it's been a long, long time since we have seen such an outstanding championship game as we've had here tonight. We would like at this time for Coach Hazelton, Captain Cole, and his squad members to please come forward.
Here are the runners-up, the Rock Falls basketball team, who succumbed to Marshall in the final game here this evening, finishing in second place in the tournament, about to receive a beautiful trophy, and deservedly so, a very, very fine basketball team.
How may we have your attention, please? Coach Hazelton, we have here some miniature silver basketballs for you and the members of your squad, which we'd like to present to you at this time. These young men who have just won second place in the greatest high school basketball tournament in the United States can very well be proud of this outstanding record
here's
which
the
they have
United
made.
States, huh?
There's not a finer group of athletes to be found anywhere.
I think the United States is going to kill them, right? Sounds good. Suppose they'll never get around to getting state champions against each other and get a 48 state run.
The record?
They have New England.
The record which you boys have made here will never be forgotten. Congratulations, fellas, and now on behalf of the Illinois High School Association, it's a distinct pleasure to present to Captain Cole and the Rock Falls High School boys this second place championship trophy.
Gary Cole takes it for Rock Falls. Rock Falls, the team that participated in the game that set four tournament records. While it's a beautiful trophy, they're not happy as they walk off the court. Well, the trophy no one wants to win here is the second.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Now here it comes.
The great moment that we've been waiting for now for many weeks. The championship team of the state of Illinois. At this time, we would like for Captain Solerio,
Coach Solerio,
Captain Johnson, and the members of this outstanding squad to please come forward.
This is the team that did it, the first team in the history of the tournament from the city of Chicago to annex the state championship. This is the team, Marshall High School of Chicago. Game, courageous bunch of kids who got off to a shaky start in this championship game, pulled ourselves together in the third quarter, and went on to victory. Spin Solerio, their coach, is an extremely happy man tonight, and of course so are all the Marshall Rudolphs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Illinois basketball history has been made here in this gymnasium tonight.
championship.
There they are, Mother.
We might add also that for the fourth time in Illinois history, a team has gone through the season without a defeat to win the championship. Indeed a pleasure to present to you at this time these gold basketballs for you and the members of your squad. Championship team. We have an extra heavy trophy here we want to handle carefully, boys.
They'll handle it carefully. Under the greatest possible guard all the way back
now,
to Marshall High School in Chicago.
On behalf of the Illinois High School Association, it is indeed an honor to present this first place championship trophy to this fine group of athletes. Congratulations, boys! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You have been wonderful.
I noticed the Rock Falls led 20-17 at the end of the first period. They were ahead 38-32, had a six-point advantage at halftime, and I noted, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, that Marshall went ahead for the first time in the ballgame. And then they became, as you said, the club that we had seen yesterday and earlier today, running and shooting and doing everything just wonderfully well with that basketball.
They seemed to be excessively conscious of perhaps fouling out, because the thing that all of a sudden seemed to pull the switch on the change in the manner of their play was when little Bobby Jones, who is a phenomenal defensive man as well as a great playmaker, stole the ball from one of the Rock Falls players, and from that moment on, they relaxed and enjoyed it and went on, of course, to the title.
Jack, I thought Rock Falls put up a tremendous showing here this evening. I know before the game tonight that everybody was talking about who was going to win it quite naturally and how good it would be, and you can't hardly get it much better than this, Jack.
Oh,
it really was a wonderful,
tremendous high school team. It's a shame one of them has to lose. Certainly Rock Falls has a lot to take home with them, though, with the record-breaking game they played with Slurman.
Right.
And the situation here, running down the chief scores for Marshall. Thomas, as I said, led them all with 26. M.C. Thompson got a total of 17. George Wilson came in for a total of 9, but he got one at the end of the game that was worth its weight in gold. Bobby Jones came in for a total of 18 points. For Rock Falls, Ken Siebel played a fine game, came up with 20 points. Jim Kane had 10 points. Gary Cole had 8. Frank Sinister had 9. And Paul Galantine had 14. The game was played without anyone fouling out, I believe. Isn't that right, Tom?
Right.
There were several that had 4 fouls, but no one fouled out of the game. So that is the look back on the game between Marshall and Rock Falls, in which Marshall won the state championship. I hope all you basketball fans have enjoyed the game.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations. And Coach Ben Solario, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
You still shocked a little bit?
I'm quite shocked. Quite shocked.
Now, Coach, I'm going to bring you in here, and I'm going to put you to work. And I want to bring each fellow up, and we're going to conduct a three-way discussion. Let's start right out here, right down here. Right on up here.
This is Lonnie Elliott, one of our reserves. He's a 4B now. He's been with the squad. He's played fresh softball. He's been with us for 3 years. And we expect him to give us a lot of help next year.
Lonnie, how tall are you now?
5'11".
You're going to grow during the summer months?
Yes.
Well, how tall are you going to be?
About 6'1".
And where will you be, say, 1 year from now?
I don't know. I hope to be at some university playing basketball.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd be back here at the state tournament. You have another year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I got half a season, though.
Oh, just a half season. Okay. Fine, Lonnie Elliott. Now let's get up
this
young man right here.
This is Jimmy Jones. He's also in the same year as Lonnie is. It's unfortunate we lose these two boys in February next semester.
Right.
But Jimmy has done a good job when he's been in there, even though it has been for a short while. He's been just as valuable to us as any one of the regulars.
Jimmy, are there any more members of your family down there to play basketball?
Yes, my brother Bobby Jones.
Yeah, I know Bobby, but I mean any others coming up through the system.
My little brother, he probably played.
So your little brother, how old is he now?
He's 15.
He'll be playing pretty soon, going to Marshall High School. Congratulations to you again, champ. You are champion.
Yes.
Now listen, before we go on, I want to bring up one player who isn't here tonight, but he played with you and he graduated mid-semester, Ralph Wells. Right, Coach?
That's right. Certainly,
Okay, Ralph in here.
Get him in here. Ralph Wells, 6'1", graduated mid-semester, one of the outstanding players in Chicago. Ralph, you weren't able to share in this victory, but you helped him in the early season. We had to get you in here.
Well, I'm very happy about the whole thing.
Ralph, I'll bet you that you're just about as happy as you've been out there playing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any doubts tonight?
No, not at all.
Not even when it was 40-32, Ralph?
Not at all.
Ralph, where are you going to go to school?
I plan to enroll in Northwestern.
In Northwestern. Good luck to you, Ralph Wells. Graduated mid-year, and he couldn't be down here for the Sweet 16 because he had graduated. Okay, Coach, let's get this young
fellow over here. Robert Smith, another one of our reserves. He'll be back for a year and a half, and I expect Robert to be right up there with that starting team next year.
Okay.
We have Ronald Banks here, another one of our reserves. He's been with us 3.5 years. He hasn't
in the Chicago Stadium?
That's correct.
So you're 30-0 for the year, and you're going to try and go up there and make it 31. Okay. Good to see you. Okay, let's get the rest of them in here.
This is Bobby Jones, that aggressive, courageous guard. I think this is one boy that really has made our team go. And I'm certainly proud of the way he played tonight. And I hope that his folks watched him on TV, and they should be very happy about it.
Bobby, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Notice you went out of there, looked like you hurt your ankle with about a minute and a half to play. What was it?
No, I caught cramps in my leg.
Cramps?
Yeah.
I can see why you were catching cramps, the way you were darting up and down that floor. Your out shooting, Bobby Jones, was just tremendous. You feel this is your best game of the year?
I believe it was.
Well, I think it was, too. It had to be in a championship game. Congratulations to you again, Bobby Jones.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, let's see. Let's go around here.
Here's our small boy, George Wilson. Although he was out of that game, well, I don't know, at least half of it, he still did a tremendous job there when the chips were down in that last quarter, and certainly he's been our mainstay all year, and the very fortunate thing about it is that we have him back for 2 more years.
Yes, and George, people, when I tell them you're only 15 years old, they can't believe it.
Well, I'm only 15.
And when will you be 16?
I'll be 16 in May.
How tall were you a year ago at this time?
I was about 6'4", 6'5".
So you go all the time? You'll be back 6'8 or taller before you get out of school.
Maybe so.
Well, you're only a sophomore, but a lot of college coaches looking in tonight are going to be beating the path to your door.
Six.
Are going to go on to school, right?
Yeah, I plan to go on to school.
Tell me, George, what was the toughest man that you were up against throughout the campaign, the state tournament and throughout your city play in Chicago?
You mean the toughest center?
Well, toughest man.
Well, it's kind of hard to say because we had some pretty good boys in Chicago, but I think Frank Burks as well was my one of the toughest I had. And James Robinson of Crane, those were two.
George, when you went out of there with 4 personal fouls, and I know the team depends a lot on you for your scoring, yet it just shows you what teamwork and determination will do. They were able to get in there and have that great surge with you sitting on the bench.
We got a 5-man team. That's what I like.
Absolutely. Very well spoken, George. Congratulations to you, George Wilson. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
George Wilson. All right.
Paul Brown, another one of our reserves who's seen much action and certainly has helped out tremendously. I think he certainly has been a very important cog in our winning the championship.
Paul, are you a senior?
That's right.
So you won't be back next year?
I'll probably be back for half season.
Oh, just for a half year. See, you're going to lose.
We have six boys.
Six boys.
Well, Paul, you were called on the valuable role of the reserve when you came through. Tell me, what gave the Marshall team the spark when you were trailing 40-32?
This determination to win. State championship.
All of a sudden, you all got together, went out and started chopping
wood. That's right.
Congratulations to you, champion. Paul Brown. All right. Here's a fellow coach that really gave you some clutch
basketball
tonight.
Yes, he gave us some wonderful basketball, and I tell you, I'm very proud of Steve.
Steve's
come along slowly all year, and I think that starting from all our playoff games, he's been playing, just played tremendous ball for us. I'm very proud of this boy.
Steve, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Talking to your father at halftime of this championship game tonight, he told me that this was a fulfillment of a dream for you.
Every night I go home. Be dreaming about it, the next day I'll come back and tell him about it.
And he told me that when you were a young fella, I mean just a little tyke, you used to get out a piece of paper and jot down 5 names and pretend that you were a radio announcer and Steve Thomas scored a lot of points when Steve Thomas was announcing the game, right?
Pretty game, dot, basketball game. I stopped playing basketball. When I first learned to basketball, I was a paper boy. And I was coming through the alley, the boy had a ball, and I was a giant to him, to my age.
The boy said, why don't you come over and play some basketball for me? I played basketball, I couldn't play the lick, but he started laughing. And I finally gave him my paper rock, so I was playing ball now. They don't like that anymore.
Steve, I'm going to ask you the question. If you're too modest not to answer, then I'm going to ask Coach Salerio. Is this the best game Steve's played?
Undoubtedly,
it certainly has been. You feel so too, huh?
Okay,
okay. Here's
the
guy doing it. Congratulations, Steve Thomas. All right, let's get in here now.
Steve Thompson.
We got to get them all in here, all the champions. Come on,
Tyrone.
First Tyrone.
Tyrone Johnson and Steve Thompson. These two boys certainly have been so important. They haven't been in the scoring column much, but with their rebounding, their defensive work, this team really kept that our ball club together, and they deserve all the credit.
Congratulations to you, MC Thompson, and Tyrone Johnson. We've got everybody now? Let's get in the two managers here.
Lee Manager, Charlie Bowen. And Jerome Faulkner, and they certainly have helped.
Well, again, Coach Salerio, congratulations to you. A great champion, and maybe see you back next year.
Okay, we hope so.
Okay, fine. Coach Salerio, okay, that takes care of the championship Marshall team from Chicago.
Last night, Marshall is the undefeated state champion, and De La Salle, the Catholic League champ. De La Salle took an early 6-point lead and held it until the final seconds of the first half. Marshall then rallied to tie the score. Then M.C. Thompson sank two free throws to give the Public League champions a lead they never lost. Marshall dominated play in the final half. They increased their lead to 17 points by the middle of the third quarter. Marshall's stellar guard, Bobby Jones, was the team's high scorer with 22 points. He thrilled the crowd of more than 15,500 persons with his dazzling dribbling exhibition and spirit. Elsewhere in the news this morning, an Air Force jet trainer crashed and burned 14 miles southeast of Denver last night, minutes before it was to have landed at Denver's Lowry Air Force Base. The Lowry Public Information Officer says the plane was flying through thick clouds and was being brought into the base by radar when it suddenly disappeared at about 8:30 Chicago time. The Air Force says it will be at least 4 hours before the two dead flyers are identified. Two prominent American scientists forecast the launching in the near future of space platforms or space laboratories with robots rather than men aboard. The robots would be controlled from the Earth as they recorded measurements made by a variety of scientific instruments. Russia may be planning a sensational new scientific achievement right now that the United States has put 3 Earth satellites into space. A leading Russian scientist says the time is quite near for the Soviet Union to send a man in a rocket out into cosmic space and back.